Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Robert, I should mention, I have a friend in Ukraine named Nadia Vasina. She has popped on a couple of times. And she was, you know, kind of a mid-level, maybe higher media star in Ukraine, but on kind of like MTV. You know, she was kind of a fun person who... She'd won beauty pageants, and she was a gymnast, and spent a lot of time in Chicago. Her English was pretty good. And so she would send me these photos, and she was doing what you were doing about following up and going to the front lines and bringing supplies. And at one point I was given, I was speaking on a board or something like that, and they wanted to give me $500. I said, I don't need it. So give it to her, and I signed it over to her, and that little bit went a long way to buy bandages and other stuff. But I remember I was trying to see the last photo she sent me, which was, she looked like Rick Moranis in Spaceballs with his helmet, you know, just this giant helmet on her. That was my impression, was like everybody was pitching in, and people that had no business doing that, you know, and as soon as the bombs dropped in Kyiv and part of the building next to her got hit, she was out there taking video and sending it to me the next day. And it's very interesting. So what's that like? Is it the same thing that in your experience for the countries you've been in the Middle East?
No. Well, first of all, Ukraine is a massively huge place, right?
Right. So
when you see the bombs exploding and the artillery, yes, they happen in certain places, but it's a very, very large country, and life goes on. You know, if you go to the main cities, the restaurants are open, you can have a coffee, right. The hotels are open. So Ukrainians don't pretend like it's the end of the world. They're getting on with their lives. The Middle East is a different story, and you know, when we say Middle East, we have a...
True.
You could spend 20 years doing right. history stories about right. why this guy doesn't like that guy and who took right. over this place and et cetera, et cetera. But what's critical about the Middle East is the connection to the U.S. We have two things about the current conflict between Palestinians and Israelis, is that it affects the global market. You know, you have the Arab nations, which many of them are petro-dictatorships, pushing back, and they're going to jack up fuel prices, you know, if they don't see things happening their way. We have a huge group of people in the States that are split, you know, typically older Republicans support Israel and younger sort of left-wing Democrats support Gaza, and you have this dynamics that's got nothing to do with what's happening in the States. It's happening, you know, thousands of miles away. So that's what makes the Middle East so interesting, is that it echoes around the world.
But tell me, like, then to your point about the landmass, these are fairly compacted countries. They're not, I mean, Ukraine is mostly like, right, wheat fields and farms and whatever.
Right.
But this is different. And so everybody's kind of on top of each other, and that rarely works out well.
Well, okay, so Ukraine doesn't do a lot of lobbying. You know, when something happens, Israel has a very sophisticated PR arm that immediately launches things into social media, and then Gaza will launch thousands of pictures of dead children and explosions and screaming people. So we see it in our living rooms. We see it on our phones. It's, when you look at Ukraine, it looks a little bit more professional. You see people in, you know, tanks and planes, right, and helicopters and whatever. It doesn't have the same sense of horror that the war in the Middle East does. So it's a lot more impactful emotionally. And also, because it's cyclical, it's also very depressing, you know, because we kind of know that it'll calm down and happen again, calm down, happen again, as it has for many years. So it traumatizes.
This one seemed spontaneous, or, I mean, it wasn't, there doesn't seem to be a cause that I can find, a trigger for why Hamas did that, when they did it, where they did it, and to the degree that they did it. I think we're used to them throwing missiles at each other or whatever, but this wasn't that.
Well, let me just tell you something. First of all, you got to go to Gaza to understand that this is a terrible place to live in. I mean, it's not some place you would choose to be in. Everything's compressed. Everything is, you can't get out. I mean, it's a terrible place to live. Secondly, I told you about the cyclical nature of this. When they had the Abraham Accords, they literally ignored the Palestinians. You know, that was supposed to be a peace deal. It didn't shape Palestine or new country or anything. Nothing happened. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you blame, but the point is that we've had a series of peace deals and then failures and then flare-ups. So it's expected. I mean, if you put people under pressure for that long and you have that many young people that are unemployed and you have people stirring them up with rhetoric, they're going to do something. The thing that was shocking was the intelligence failure and the number of casualties caused by Hamas, who then broke out into the southern part of Israel. And I think Israel's still traumatized by that.
Yeah. I think I keep coming back to that rock concert, that peace concert, sort of a little mini Woodstock or something, or a Burning Man.
It was a rave.
Yeah, but that raid on that group, that there was a brutality to that. That seemed pretty, and then all of the people and the families, and I know that that goes both ways, but there was something about, it was very personal, it seemed like, on the...
Well, yeah, so let's zoom back, because
okay.
9/11 was about as brutal as you can get, you know,
right,
the slaughter of 3,000 people.
Right.
And to be very cold and clinical, if someone is killed by having their head cut off or shrapnel cuts their head off when a bomb is dropped on them, you know, is that the same? In other words, is terrorism created at different levels? And all I can see is that we get dragged into these things as having to choose a side or to. And I can say you can condemn both sides, you can support both sides, you can ignore both sides, because what Hamas did was a deliberate terrorist attack to get attention and to create that same cycle of violence, and then peace talks, and then money flows, and they steal the money, and then they settle down, and then they stir it up again. And if you look at your history, it's just like this constant cycle of violence and negotiation and violence, et cetera, et cetera. It's a terrible situation. It's not going to end anytime soon.
As you look at the map, as, you know, going back to dangerous places,
mm-hmm,
what's the next big place that you're worried about? Having traveled,
I'm worried about the UAE, which is Abu Dhabi, a very small little oil-rich country, has a very methodical plan of slicing up African countries. And, you know, they started with Yemen, they went on to Libya, they're operational in Sudan by supporting the, you used to call them the Janjaweed in the south, splitting that country in half. They're active in Ethiopia, Eritrea, and essentially they're trying to create chaotic situations that favor their sort of peace and stability. And it even reaches out to this country. You know, we're a very divided nation, and we must ask ourselves, why are we so eager to argue with somebody who doesn't believe in what we believe in? And this is the trend we have to watch out for, is the deliberate manipulation of ideas, opinions, you know, sort of into right or wrong, left or right. And this is something that is fairly new. You know, it happened in the last 15, 20 years. And also social media has exacerbated it.
Yeah, I would think so.
We are being manipulated to be weaker, to be divisive, as opposed to being unified. And this is the danger that I see. And this is, you know, I'm working on a new edition of Dangerous Places. And I don't think people realize how often during the day they're assaulted by ideas, images, things designed specifically to manipulate them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's very interesting because I wouldn't have thought of the UAE of all the places you would have mentioned, because they've got it, you know, pretty good. I mean, the people that live in the UAE live very well. I know there's a citizenship thing where you have to have a job in the Emirates in order to be able to stay, and as soon as you don't, you got to go, and all of the, you know, there's citizenship has obviously is done in tiers and all of that, but at the same time, why are they rocking the boat?
Let's be fair. Everybody does this. You know, we do it. Russia does it. China does it. Everybody jumps in there and tries to manipulate people, but this particular organization, which, you know, it's a family, the Bani Fatima, it's six brothers, one died. Is terrified. Remember Arab Spring? These guys were one demonstration away from being kicked out of their own country. So a lot of these, including Saudi Arabia, has sort of said, okay, we have to be proactive. We have to go get people that don't like dictatorships. And they call it the Muslim Brotherhood, which is essentially politicized Islam. In other words, the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't believe that one family should rule a nation, just like we didn't think that city-states and royalty should run countries. And Arab Spring scared the hell out of these people. So they came up with this, you know, a plan to basically destabilize and control potential threats.
But so this is all about then going on offense as a good defense.
Yeah. Well, here's something for you. Putin spends almost $500 million a day to prosecute the war against Ukraine.
That's insane.
Now, if you could elect someone that would simply stop funding Ukraine, what's it worth to you?
Right. Exactly.
Pennies on the dollar, right?
Right.
If someone is angry at Saudi Arabia because of their human rights violations and their sort of archaic view of things, what does it cost to change the government in this country or Europe to find someone who says, oh, that's okay with me, you know, we're friends now. So there's a huge danger in this soft, corrosive invasion into countries that are sort of, you know, moralistic and high and mighty by groups that have a lot more money and a lot more time on their hands to degrade what we call the, you know, the liberal democracy theory that we created after World War II.
Right. You know, when you're traveling in these countries, and by the way, I really like your website photo. A lot of people, they make their own website and they pick the weirdest photos of themselves. you look like the guy who we'd be making a film. Who are the soldiers who were behind you on the boat, top of the fold on your website?
We have to get up to we were tipped off that there's going to be an attack by Riek Machar, who was the vice president hiding in the bush. And we had to get up the river to get to this battle. And they send soldiers with you because people will rob you or whatever, but it's really just an employment scheme, right? So I said, yeah, come on, I'll get some
right.
guys. If you watch Saving South Sudan, you know, the whole, I could explain the whole story there. But the funny thing is that I rarely take pictures of myself, you know, and so that was taken by Tim Freshett, who was the photographer I had with me. But some of them are rather incongruous because why is this guy in a boat and, you know, who are these people and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I have a collection of a few crazy photos. But
that's not crazy. That semiotically, as we would say, that's a great photo. It tells a story. I don't know what the story is about what's going on behind you. What's that?
That somebody's going to get into trouble.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But the funny thing, I mean, it's perfect. You know, you've got your eye line is drawn to the center, which actually draws you right to your mustache. And then you go and you look at the faces of the guys behind you, and they're perfect, like they were posing for this. And you look pensive, and you look like a guy who's on a mission. And that's kind of the whole story then, I think, of your website.
Yeah. That's the cruel fiction of resting bitch face. You know, it's something I was born with.
I don't know.
You know, the premise was I was bringing back a child soldier to fix South Sudan. And what he didn't tell me is that Riek Machar, the warlord that we were hunting down in the bush, had actually killed his father.
Oh, no.
And it was for him, a very traumatic experience to see all these people chopped up and burned and raped with spears. And it was just a terrible thing. But he was just happy to get back to managing a Costco.
Yeah, I bet. Robert, how have you survived?
Oh,
why are you still here?
So I'm either like Mr. Magoo. You know, have you ever watched the old Mr. Magoo?
Sure, I remember. Oh, my God. All right.
Or people, my theory is that people want to get me to where I'm going, and they want to get me back alive so I can tell the story. And I have been in some horrendous situations. You know, I've been kidnapped and marched at gunpoint through the jungles of Colombia. I've been, you know, hit with shells and whatever, plane crashes. I truly believe that if you develop a relationship with people, they'll do their best to get you somewhere. They'll say, don't go there. Or go there. You know, for example, I was hounding a mullah who's a friend of Mullah Omar's and a friend of bin Laden's, and we were in the border area of Afghanistan, and I kept bugging him that I wanted to interview this guy who had shelled his convoy and tried to kill him. And he said, okay, I'll set it up. So he sets it up, and then at the last minute, he calls me and says, I can't do it. He said he paid me money so he could kidnap you because his son was arrested the day before, and he wants to trade you, so I can't do it. So just stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I don't know why I'm alive. I never imagined I would live past, you know, 35 or 40, but here I am.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.